With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more strength, resilience, and, let's be real, a whole lot of balance. Today we're diving into something super important, especially in today's world. Cultivating humility and open-mindedness. Ever feel like everyone's got the answers? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and it's all highlight reels and perfectly curated lives? It can make you question your own path and wonder if you're somehow doing it all wrong. But here's the thing, folks. True strength isn't about knowing everything or having all the answers. It's about recognizing what we don't know, being open to learning, and understanding that our perspective is just one piece of a much bigger puzzle. Now, I'm not saying you need to suddenly start agreeing with everyone or abandoning your beliefs. What I am saying is, let's create space for curiosity. Let's be willing to listen to different viewpoints, even if they challenge our own. Because at the end of the day, learning from others expands our understanding, makes us more empathetic, and ultimately helps us grow as individuals. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate humility and open-mindedness. 1. Practice active listening. It's not just about hearing what someone is saying, it's about truly understanding their perspective. Try to put yourself in their shoes, consider their experiences, and listen without judgment. You might be surprised at what you learn. 2. Embrace the power of I don't know. This one can be tough, but admitting when we don't have all the answers is actually a sign of strength, not weakness. It shows that we are willing to learn and grow. And trust me, there's nothing more satisfying than figuring something out on your own. 3. Seek out diverse perspectives. Surround yourself with people who have different backgrounds, beliefs, and experiences than your own. This will help you broaden your horizons and challenge your assumptions. Think about joining a club or group that interests you, even if it's outside of your comfort zone. You never know who you might meet. 4. Question your own biases. We all have biases, it's human nature. But the key is to be aware of them and actively work to challenge them. Ask yourself, where did this belief come from? Is there another way to look at the situation? Being self-aware is a powerful tool for personal growth. 5. Practice gratitude. Taking time to appreciate the good in your life can help shift your focus away from negativity and cultivate a more positive outlook. Remember, even when things are tough, there is always something to be grateful for. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at the dinner party, surrounded by people with strong opinions on everything from politics to the latest celebrity scandal. You might feel tempted to jump into every debate and prove your point. But what if, instead of getting defensive, you actively listened to others' perspectives? What if you asked thoughtful questions and tried to understand their reasoning? You might be surprised at how much you learn and how engaging the conversation becomes. Instead of a battleground of opposing views, it transforms into a space for genuine connection and intellectual exploration. Remember, building your stoic core is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to embrace discomfort. But the rewards are immense. Increased resilience, deeper understanding, and a greater sense of inner peace. So take these takeaways with you today. Practice active listening, be open to learning, and remember that humility is not weakness but a sign of true strength. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on cultivating humility and open-mindedness in the comments below. What strategies have worked for you? What challenges are you facing? Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Build Your Stoic Core so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep building that core, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.